This is the Sakar Merli of the 11th of March 2024. Essence, sweet children, recognise the difference between the father's activity and that of the children. The father can play with you, children, but he cannot eat with you. Question. What is the meaning of "the company of truth takes you across and bad company drowns you"? Answer. You now have the company of the truth. That is, you connect your intellects in yoga to the Father, and so you are able to go across. Then you gradually come into the consciousness of bodies, and you thereby continue to come down, because you are coloured by company. This is why it is said, the company of the truth takes you across, and bad company drowns you. Forget your bodies and all your bodily relations, and stay in the company of the Father. That is, remember the Father, and you will become pure like the Father. Om Shanti. There are now two classes for you children. They are good. One is the pilgrimage of remembrance, through which the sins of you souls are cut away and you continue to become pure. The second class is that of knowledge. Knowledge too is easy. There is no difficulty. There is a difference between your centres and here. The father and the children are sitting here. This is the gathering of the father and the children, whereas at your centres there are the gatherings of you children. This is why you children come here personally. Although you remember him, you see him here in front of you. I sit with you, I talk to you. The father has explained that there is a difference between the father's activity and that of you children. Just think about what Baba's part is and what the part of the chariot is. Can the father play through the chariot? Yes, he can play through him. You say, I sit with you, and similarly you say, I eat with you. However, he doesn't eat. The father understands that to play with the children means that both of them play with you. He does everything here with you because he is also the supreme teacher. It is the teacher's duty to entertain you children. There are indoor games. Nowadays there are very many types of games. There is a very well-known game similar to chess, and this has been mentioned in the Mahabharata. However, that is a form of gambling. Those who gamble get caught. All of those things have been extracted from the religious books of the Path of Devotion. You know that holding fasts and observing disciplines, etc., are all things of the path of devotion. Some stay without water for a few days. Some stay without food and water for a few days. If there is any attainment on the path of devotion, it is only temporary. Here, everything is explained to you children. They stumble around a lot on the path of devotion. The path of knowledge is the path to happiness. You now know that you are claiming your inheritance of happiness from the Father. On the path of devotion too, you have to remember the One. The worship of One is unadulterated worship, and that too is good. Devotion also goes through the stages of Sato, Rajo and Tamo. The highest of all devotion is the Satguru devotion of Shiv Baba. Shiv Baba himself comes and takes all of you children to the land of happiness. They call out to the one who serves the children most and makes you pure. They then say that he is in pebbles and stones. So that is defamation. You children receive your fortune of the kingdom from the unlimited Father. You will definitely receive it again. You consider knowledge to be separate from devotion. You know, number-wise, according to your efforts, how the kingdom of Rama continues and how the kingdom of Ravan continues. This is why you continue to have leaflets, etc., printed, because people need to have a real understanding. Everything of yours is true. You children have to do service. There is a lot of service to be done. This badge itself is so good for doing service. The greatest scripture is this badge. These things are of knowledge. Here you have to explain that this pilgrimage of remembrance is separate. This is called the soundless chant. Here you don't have to chant anything. You don't have to say Shiva, Shiva internally. You simply have to remember the Father. You know that Shiv Baba is the Father and that we souls are his children. He himself personally comes in front of you and says, I am the purifier. I come to purify you every cycle. Renounce all bodily beings, including your own bodies, and consider yourselves to be souls. Remember me, your Father, and you will become pure. My part is to purify the impure. This yoga is of the intellect, that is, it is having the company of the Father. You are coloured by company. It is said the company of the truth takes you across and bad company drowns you. You are able to go across by connecting your intellects in yoga to the Father. Then you begin to come down. It is remembered of him, the company of the truth takes you across. Those on the path of devotion do not know the meaning of this. You souls understand that you are impure, and that by having yoga with the one who is ever pure, you will become pure. The soul has to remember the Father, the Supreme Soul. When a soul becomes pure, he receives a pure body. He becomes real gold. This is the pilgrimage of remembrance. Your sins are burnt away and the alloy is removed by the fire of yoga. You know that you were pure and completely viceless in the golden age new world. You were also 16 celestial degrees full. Now no degrees remain. This is called the omens of Rahu. There are the omens of Rahu over the whole world and especially over Bharat. Bodies are ugly and whatever you see with those eyes are ugly. As are the king and queen, so the people. No one understands the meaning of ugly and beautiful. Shyam and Sundar, they have given so many names. The Father has now come and explained their meaning. You were beautiful at first, and you then became ugly. You become beautiful by sitting on the pyre of this knowledge. Nevertheless, you have to become beautiful from ugly and ugly from beautiful. The Father has explained the meaning of this to you souls. We souls only remember the one Father. It has entered your intellects that you are points. This is called realization of the soul. then there is the insight to see. These matters have to be understood. You have to understand about souls. I am a soul and this is my body. I have come here and entered a body to play my part. According to the drama plan, we come here first. All are souls. Some have long parts and others have short parts. This is a very big, unlimited play. You know how you come here number-wise and how you play your parts. First of all, there is the deity clan. You receive this knowledge now at this most auspicious confluence age. Then, at the end, you will not remember any of this. The Father himself says this knowledge will disappear. No one knows how the deity religion was established. There are the images of it, but no one knows how it was established. You children know this, and you then make others similar to yourselves. When there are many of you, you will definitely have to use a loudspeaker. A method will definitely emerge. You will also need a large hall. Whatever act you carried out in the previous cycle, you will carry that out again. You understand this. The number of you children will continue to increase. Baba has told you to explain to those who build halls for weddings. Here too they build dharamshalas to hold wedding ceremonies. Those who belong to our clan will quickly understand. Those who don't belong to this clan will create obstacles. Those who belong to this clan will believe that this is the truth. Those who don't belong to this religion will fight. They say that there has always been this custom. It is now the impure family path. The Father has once again come to make you pure. You emphasize purity, and this is why there are so many obstacles. They give so much respect to the Aga Khan. There is respect for the Pope too. You know what the Pope comes and does. He has hundreds of thousands of marriages carried out. So many weddings take place. The Pope comes and has that bracelet tied. Those people consider it to be an honour to have this done. They even call great souls for that wedding. Nowadays, they even carry out engagement ceremonies. The Father says lust is the greatest enemy. This ordinance is not like going to your auntie's home. Very good tactics are needed in order to explain. As you progress further, they will gradually begin to understand. Explain to those who belong to the original eternal Hindu religion. They will quickly understand that it truly was the original eternal deity religion, not the Hindu religion. Just as you have come to learn this knowledge from the Father, similarly others will also understand, and there will continue to be expansion. You also have the firm faith that the saplings will continue to be planted. You are becoming deities by following the Father's Srimat. Previously, you didn't know that the Father would come at the confluence age and transfer you. You didn't know this at all. You now understand that this truly is the most auspicious confluence age. You are becoming the most elevated. However much effort you make, that is what you will accordingly become. Each one of you has to ask your heart. Whatever subject you are weak in at school, you understand that you would fail in that. This too is a Pashala, a school. The Gita Pashala is very well known. They have changed its name slightly. When you write the real Gita and the false Gita, they get upset. There will definitely be conflict. There is no need to be afraid about this. Nowadays, there is a fashion of burning buses, etc. They continue to set everything on fire. They learn whatever someone teaches them. People have now learnt a lot more than they knew previously. They continue to have picketing, etc. The government experiences a loss each year, and so taxes are increased. One day, the banks, etc., will open everybody's box. They continue to carry out searches for food, etc., to make sure that they haven't stored too much. You are free from all of those things. The main thing for you is the pilgrimage of remembrance. The Father says, I do not have any connection with those things. My duty is just to show you the path so that all of your sorrow will be removed. At this time, your karmic accounts are being settled. All the illnesses, etc., that still remain will also emerge. The karmic accounts of the karma performed at the end also have to be settled. You mustn't be afraid. When people are ill, they are reminded to remember God. You can go and give this knowledge at the hospitals. Remember the Father and your sins will be absolved. It is not a matter of just this one birth. I guarantee that you will not fall ill for your future 21 births, and that by remembering the one Father, your lifespans will also increase. The lifespans of the people of Barat were long. They were free from disease. The Father is now giving you Srimat to make you elevated. You must never forget the words, most elevated and auspicious. You are the ones who become this every cycle. No one else can say this. So you can do a lot of service in this way. You can make an appointment with doctors at any time. Those who have a job can also do a lot of service. Tell the patients we too have a doctor. He is the imperishable, unlimited surgeon. We now belong to the one through whom we will become free from disease for 21 births. Explain to the health ministers. People make so much effort for health. There were very few people in the Golden Age. There was peace, happiness and purity. There was everything. Only you bring benefit to the whole world. You are guides. You are the Pandav community. This would not be in anyone else's intellect. Explain to the Minister of Food. Shiv Baba is the greatest food minister of all. He gives so much food that there will be nothing lacking in heaven. You are now at the confluence age. You have the whole cycle in your intellects. And this is why you are called the spinners of the discus of self-realization. However, Barat has become insolvent. You children know that the one who has wisdom has come to continue to teach you his wisdom. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children. and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence Vedana 1. Make the one father your companion and experience. I sit with you, I listen to you alone, I eat with you. Renounce bad company and stay in the company of the truth. 2. Settle your karmic accounts and suffering of karma with the pilgrimage of remembrance and become completely pure. Transfer yourself completely at the confluence age. Blessing. May you surrender and die alive by saying, "My Baba," from your heart and making a true deal. To become a Brahma Kumar or Kumari means to surrender. When you say, "My Baba," from your heart, Baba says, "Child, everything is yours." Whether you live in a household or at a center, when you say, "My Baba," from your heart, the Father makes you belong to him. This is a deal of the heart, not a physical deal made with words. To surrender means to stay within the line of Srimat. Only those who have surrendered in this way are Brahmins who have died alive. Slogan. If you have love for the word mine, then merge all the minds into the one My Baba. Om Shanti. Today, on the 11th of March 2021, is the day when Daddy Gulzar, Small Bull or Chotanandi, our deeply loving daddy, the light of Bapdada's eyes, the one who had the Dilram father in her heart, Bapdada's chariot, became a resident of the subtle region. Today, on her anniversary, we will inculcate her invaluable words into our lives and give a return of her love and Bapdada's sustenance. This is our true tribute to her. Invaluable Versions, spoken by Gulzar Dadiji. 1. Hand over all your responsibilities to Baba and become double light, and you will be dancing all the time. 2. Stabilize your mind and intellect on the Father. To concentrate them is a true spiritual endeavor. 3. God's love is altruistic love. In return for this, simply become like him. 4. In order to experience Baba's company, keep your mind and intellect clean and clear. 5. When the Almighty Authority Father is with you, you will constantly be in pleasure. Do not be confused. Do not be afraid. Do not be disheartened. 6. In order to serve with the vehicle of your inner body, become double light. 7. Tell Baba what is in your heart and sit him in your eyes, and your eyes will not be drawn to anyone else. 8. In order to serve with your mind in the final moments, accumulate a stock of all powers.